Thank you. house is against me, there's another road. And he was able to see the other vision. He built everything in that vision, a very simple. And Bethel began to speak out. He said, that is very simple, it's true. It's true. What would we look like without you? What would the Jewish people be without you? It's true. But it's also true. You shouldn't, what soon would you have, what would you be without us? The Bethel's also jumped on the table and was dancing. He was dancing because he was filled with that feeling, with that truth. But not only can we say, can we sing tonight, Ashrei Chim Yisrael, how fortunate we are, how fortunate we are, how blessed we are. To have your Benishtar and to have your Shabbat. You also say, Ashrecha Benishtar. And Ashrecha Benishtar. We could have such people. After so many years, with such thick and dark brothers, we want to come closer to you. We want to have kesher to you. Each one of us can take tonight, tomorrow, the biggest chizuk from the whole year. We see this farm in certain ways, like the rainbow is bigger than Kippur, it's bigger than Purim. That means that somehow a good person will feel sometimes like not being. A person will feel sometimes has shown that he doesn't want to live. She doesn't know why she's alive. And somehow, for that blame of Rabbi Shimon, it can be as chazkis, as chazik, and Shimon Yerifani, plus the chazkis, as a swamp. It can be simply spread in the Tigit Chisa Mason, Shimon Yerifani, and Matthew Mechai Mason. So I want to explain a couple of bit what this means. What kind of chizm can we take from tonight? Chai l'chai atreshitim oimdim Mude Hashem hem oimdim. That part of the song is talking about the Midas of Nes HaMchai. But in the name of an Ahmed Rebbe, just as we know that the Zal tell us that those plants, those trees, oimdim forever. Or mufla, or hayikai, and oimdim is a fire. Is a light and is a fire that burns. The burns in the world because of the Zina Kedisha, the holy light of Rabbi Shimon. Or Hayikai. Somehow, more than anybody else, we don't have such things about anybody else. Not in Tanakh, not in Shas, not in Medrash. That somehow Rabbi Shimon is able to be megala to reveal in our hearts the rishvei eish al heves kar, the fiery coals of Vegas Hashem, to bring out the side, the pnimius of the Jew. Says in Shir Shirim in the second parak, Sankhuni Bashishas. And Hashem so sustains me. He holds me up. As a sheet of iron. Samchuni ba'ashishas. What does it mean, ashishas? So the English says some kind of cake. And for some people, maybe that's what keeps them going. That's not what the Zohar Kodesh says. What the Shimon says, Samchuni ba'ashishas, he says at the end of the Pasuk, Yifalos ha'avon. Samchuni ba'ashishas, the Zohar says, ashishas means two fires. Beis Ishas. There are two fires. Eish Shalmala, a fire above, that means the love that the merchant has for Yisrael, the love that he has for each and every one of us. That's one fire. And the Eish, the fire Shalmata, the Lefata, the fire of Ahava. Of Chaylas Ahava Ani, the fiery love that Jew has for the very earth. But that somehow, through Rabbi Shimon, through the Limudei Hashem, Hei Loimim, through the Om Mufla Or Hei Kain Hem Yadim, somehow these two fires, the fire of God's love for us, and the fire of our love for Him, Yashrech Yisrael, Yashrech Rabban Yisrael. And somehow these two fires are able to meet, are able to come together in Samchuni. Samchuni, the Samach, Samchuni, they hold us up. Ba'ashishas. The Pichas Paras is Husman is death. That every single day of his life, he's minded to the world, he puts aside an hour of the day. Anyway, Pichas Paras, an hour, he put aside every day an hour to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was born into the world after the Zohar Kodesh was misguided. He was born into a world where we have the Zohar Kodesh. Because the Hisgalus of the Zohar Kodesh of Rabbi Shimon is the Hisgalus of the Ashisha, of the Or Mufla, of the wondrous life, of the ability of these two fires to merge together. And Lag Boimer taught Shimon Aleph in 1951, so a few years after the Muhammad. So the Satmar of Susielena wasn't well. A number of times he came down with some rice. So he lies in his leg. And he wasn't able to, unlike Boyd, he wasn't able to go out with everybody else. And he was in this room and only a few people were allowed in. And the Satmar Rav told about the time that he was in Iran. He was lucky to be in Iran, unlike Boyd, by Rav Shimon. And he was telling all the things that he saw, that he experienced that time. And he was there before the Muhammad. And then suddenly he began to scream out and he said that there were chavoyas, there were barrels filled with tears of ahav, tears of love. They were spilled, they were poured out over there in Iran. I saw, he said, barrels of tears, tears of ahav. We need to understand. What's the oimuk of this ahav? What is this love? What is this aha? That somehow the ship is able to ignite above and below. So this is the that I saw the writings of the Lubavitch in Hefe. And he explained inside the Tritus, the Maldership, in a way that we could hopefully appreciate and understand. Let's ask this. Listen carefully. Do you know what it feels like to be sad? Ask us a sadness. Simcha, of course, is joy. A cloud we know for a tzaddik and a litzadikim. If you want to understand what something is, b'emes, b'emes, you look for the first place in Tanakh.
of the earth in the beginning. The things went in the wrong way. After Adam and Eve ate from the tree, so the Rosh Hashanah said, the Esev tell Dibon, that sadness will have children. It will give birth to sadness. The Esev tell Dibon. The after was right away, since we saw the plan. In the first place it says, ask sadness, is the Esev tell Dibon. That you will have children with sadness. There's a sadness associated with having children. The Esev tell Dibon. If that's the first place it says in Tanakh, ask us. It means that the Binyan Av is from there. It's the Shurish of Asus, and we understand what Asus is. No, it was the root of all sadness in the world. You and I, we can be sad over this or sad over that. Whatever it is, we have an explanation. And there's no concern of explanation. But the Emes, the Emes, the Shurish is one Shurish of Asus. The Esev tell Dibon. What's the sadness? Everybody's saying Mazel Tov. What's the Esev tell Dibon? What's the sadness of having a child? It's the deepest, deepest sadness in the universe. It's the sadness that you and I are broken over. It's the sadness that whenever you have a reason to be sad, you right away connect to that original sadness. It's the sadness of the separation between the baby and the mother. But everybody's saying, Mazel Tov, if we can speak to the child, if we can speak to his neshama. And the mother, also, she is this. But until now, the child was an ubegerich imai, the child was one, was mamish one with his mother. He was a chiluk of his mother, mamish. It was his kashrus. It was an echad of the mother and the child. And then suddenly, we have a terrible period, a terrible, terrible separation. And all of the esev, all of the asvas in the world, comes from this feeling of separation. This feeling that I am not connected to where I come from, to where I came from. I have been somehow detached from the makar of my existence. The mother of the makar in this world. But the feeling of separation between the nivra and the bari olam, between the creator and those who are created in us, that is the root and the source of all aspects in the world. Every other aspect is only a hesitance to feel that old sadness. To rub your tongue on that sword of separation. Inhale. The simcha of this world, the greatest symptom, is when everyone ever is a feeling of iskashus. A iskashus between a child and a parent. A iskashus between friends. A iskashus between husband and wife. A iskashus between the boire and the nifa, and nifa and the boire and everything. A iskashus is simcha. That's the deepest, deepest simcha in the world. That's the simcha that everybody's looking for. Every person in the world is looking for that feeling of simcha. And when you have a discussion with a friend, it's an aim at something at time. It's a mashu of that discussion of where you come from, of where you all came from. The way you live. The love that's between a husband and a wife. That ahava, gematria echad. That ahava equals echad comes from that. It seems that before they came to this world, the husband and wife were one. And now there's a division in the Seerah. and is applied to Gufa, like it says in Zarakal, and they're divided into two. The greatest, greatest simcha in the world is to come back to that feeling of effort, of his characters. Now Cleanius, now we're talking about it, you should listen carefully. Continuous. Even after there's a break and the umbilical cord is cut, and the sadness of this world of separation sets in, a child, of course, a baby, never asks. You know, separation, the word for severing in Lashon Kodesh is nituk. Right? Nituk. It's the same way he says what? Tinoik. A tinoik doesn't know how to cope with a nituk, with that separation. He doesn't know why he feels so lost. By that, as we grow older, about das, somebody who has das. Das is the koyach of chibur. It's the opposite of nituk. Maturity means to be connected, even though physically I'm not connected, even though physically I'm no longer connected to my mother, even though physically I'm no longer connected to that womb that I came from, even though my nisham is no longer in Shemayim, about das is chibur. Das means to connect. For a Bardas can live in a world of simcha, and the role of our Avodas Hashem consists of this effort to come to Madrega of Das, where even after we've been separated, even after we're no longer with our mother, with our father, even though we're in field, separated from the Bari Eilon, from the Imi Yiloh, from the Shechina, Samchuni ba'ashisha. The two fires. The Shalheves, the fire, the nature of fire is that all the Anof, all the branches, all that separate in the fire become burned together. When you cook something, you put on the fire, everything becomes one. It returns to a state of effort. Samchuni ba'ashisha. A yid, a Jew, is an anaf, is a branch, he's an aver of the Shechina. This is all the words of Rabbi Shimon. Every Jew is mamish, a limb of the Shechina HaKadosh. And even though in this world, because of the hestabonim, we feel that this limb has been torn from the tree, and there's an absolus, be'etziv, tel dibonim, it's possible, and this is the whole Torah of Rabbi Shimon, that it's possible for a person with a koyach of das to lift himself up to a place of understanding and to know that even though I am physically not with my mother hasn't for a second stopped thinking. For a second she hasn't stopped thinking. I was thinking such an interesting thing, just last night or the other day, that one of the children, my wife went to sleep early, she had a bit of a headache, and it's an interesting thing with the children, even though they adore their mother, as they might, as they should, as she deserves, but it's an interesting thing, I was going to the room and I saw that one of the children went home and started talking to my wife about something while my wife was sleeping. And as she has miraculously done tens of thousands of times I've seen, she answers me. I never saw a child speak to a father. It's an amazing thing. Because there's no tachas. Sometimes even the father waits. When the mother even knows he's short. The child comes in, the child feels that, and not that she never ever disturb her mother, she feels that this is a mitzvah. And there's something in the planet that's worrying me, that I have in my mind, it's in my heart. There's no such thing as I'm not ashamed, but maybe air. I'm asleep. But the mother says to her child every moment of her life, even though I'm asleep, my body is awake.
now we begin to understand this carefully. It's a very, very deep teaching. Shusharim tells us that Yud Ches Be'ir, the matri of Yud Ches Be'ir, is 241. The matri of Amalek is 240, 241, the Kaddish is 241. Yud Ches Be'ir, the same the matri is Amalek. Not only that, you know, that it's brought down in Shemar, that the word that we used before, for separation, for dividing in half, for the Nasira, for the husband and wife, the two Neshamas that were once upon a time one, that the hint of knowing when Labama falls is plod. Hey, Lama Gimu means the Lab Ha'im always falls out the same day as Bur. Klah. The same day that we just Bur. Klah. And both days are days in his Galus of Teresh Valtan, Kedur, and even Bur was Teresh Valtan, Kim of Kibbu. The Indian of Lab Ha'im is a day of Kabbalah Sefer Teresh. And this is the Nistin, the sister of Kabbalah. She's thinking of Amalek, not of Amalek. What's thinking of Amalek and not of Amalek? So, holiness is of Amalek, is Nituk, is Piruk, is separation. The holiness of that type of Amalek is to make you really, really think that just because you're not together, that you're not together. It's to make you think that just because you're physically apart, that you're not echad. That's the whole koyach of Amalek. That's why he says, Ve'achnu b'refidim, and we encamp b'refidim, because I'll teach us that it was me b'refidim, it's a hint, Rofu yedeyem b'atayim. That our hands, our grip, our hold on the Torah became weak. Our confrontation with Amalek means, has always meant, right now, it could be this moment, that Amalek means for some of us right now, this moment, that I can't connect to something. Rofu yadei, rifu yadei means that I'm holding on to something, but it slips away. I can't hold tight. It's the opposite of what's in Shir Hashirim, where the greatest bracha of life is b'chazdiv below our bed. I hold on to Hashem, and I will never let go of Him. To hold on means there can be no nituk, there can be no period between us. No matter what happens, I'm holding on to Him. I'm holding is the opposite. Vayachnu b'refidim is rofu yedeyim, and that means not to be able to hold on to something. So the koyach of Amalek is the opposite of simcha. Is the opposite of aham. The koyach of Amalek is the sadness of esef tel divonim. Is that feeling that begins with a child crying when he leaves the mother, and that feeling that he has about his life that haunts him. That I'm not who I'm supposed to be. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not the person I once was. Something is different. I'm not with my mother. I'm not with the Shekhinah. I'm apart. That whole feeling of apartness, of being separated, that immaturity of the nituk, of the tinok, of not being able to know and to believe in my mind and in my heart that even though my mother's not here, she's thinking of me. Even if she's left the world, she's thinking of me. Well, it has come with the camera, the very idol is thinking of me every second. So now we understand. In Mamalash. Mamal is a mother, but Mamal, as I told you many times, is the respect is Melach, Malach, and Hamalach, is Mamal. In Mamalash, everybody knows
the gematria of a Molochus Sofer. Every Purim, we talk about that. All the Sforim talk about that. It's an old gematria. It's from the beginning of time. It's from the Eitz HaDaat. It's tearing of the fruit away from the tree. The one of the Sveik of the Odom Chavah ate from the tree of death. It's called the Eitz HaDaat Toi Vera. I'm not sure. The tree of uncertainty, as it's called in the Sforim regulation. The one of the Sveik. The Eitz HaDaat Hamin HaEitz is Homer. Homer is Hamolik, and Hamolik is Sofer. What is suffering? You know, every single person here suffers once. When a person isn't stopping in something, when he's not sure of something, then his relationship is always a way of roughing your day. You can't connect to something deeply. You don't believe in God. If there's any uncertainty, the only way that there can be a kesher, the only way that there can be an emissary chibur, an attachment and a connection, is if I know with absolute certainty my parents love. If it's clear to me that my parents love me, if I know 1,000%, if I have no suffering at all, then even though sometimes I'm disciplined, sometimes I'm punished, if I have no suffering at all that these people love me and they live mamish for me, if I know that there's one mahalach in my life, and this mahalach in my life is it. I don't have a son. Maybe my father doesn't love me. Maybe it's not my father. Maybe it's not my mother. You cannot be mischaber to something when there's a son. That's clear. You can't connect when there's a son. When something is a son, it's always could be not. Maybe not. When a person is living life in Yiddishkeit, and his way of Yiddishkeit is a way of trying, of experimenting, of seeing how it goes. Like I've heard people tell me, I'm going to see how it works. There's always that amolik in the heart that can creep in and tell the person, you know, could be there's something else. It could be that there's a different Derek, and that this isn't the Derek. It could be there's another way. When a person begins to worry, when a person begins to have spakis, when he begins to eat from the tree of uncertainty, the tree of Haminaitz and Amalek, then he loses his hold on everything in life. Then he cannot be in a place of a hastiv v'lo arpen. Then his whole metzias is a metzias of rofu yedeya, of a weakening of my grip. And my davening, therefore, can't be a harzik davening. You see, it's so hard to daven. Because there's this little thing, a little amalek that says, maybe it's not such an important thing to daven. Maybe the Rishon doesn't listen to your tefillah. Maybe he doesn't care so much about your tefillah. Maybe, even though he exists, maybe because of what you've done, you're no longer attached to him. He cut the umbilical cord. It's done. It's finished. You were once connected, you're no longer connected. Only the Be'etzer tell the honor of this world, the misery of this world that comes to the suffering, that maybe I'm not connected. That maybe my wife can live without me. Maybe my children can live without me. Maybe the Bar-Yon can be without you, Kinyon. That is a taste of death, mamish. That's the Eitz HaDaat. That takes away that nituk, that childish immature amalgamic nituk of the tinoik is what causes us to lose all of our simchas hakam. All of our joy in this world is lost. Because of the uncertainty, the suffering, that maybe the emes, he's not thinking of. You see people now with the texting and the Facebooking and all of that, I know it's a verb, but all of these things that are going on with the iPads and the iPhones and being constantly somehow in touch with other people. Listen, it's a fellow person can't sit by himself. And I was once sitting next to someone who wasn't on the phone, was going up and down on the phone, and I said, what are you doing? You're not talking to anybody. He said to me, I'm just checking not my mail, it was a phone. I'm just checking my names on the phone. How's it over? Hey, for the shyness of the devil, a few C's, don't come to a person. I have all these different people on my mail. And people are afraid. Mamish nowadays, they're afraid to be alone. They always have to be in touch, they have to contact and text them, they write, not by letter, but the sender should be an immediate message. We're in such a place of loneliness, of suffering, of roughly a day, of uncertainty, of a molek, that we can't walk around the world singing and leading, knowing with the koich of our das, that the Bar Olam, our mother, the Ima Ilah, the Shechina speaks to us every second. That our mothers, our fathers, that are thinking us of every second in this world, our zaydis, our bodies in the world above, in this world are thinking about us every second. And we need constant reminders and reassurance that somebody, somewhere, is connected to them. So from where do we take this connection? How do we fight against the suffering of the moment? How do we overcome the uncertainty of the Ilana Desveika, of the poison of the Nochash? Bar Yochai Atei Shitim Oymen. Limude Hashem Heim Oymen. The Or Mufla, the one who is light, Or HaYikoy, Heim Yoytim the fire. The word Zoyhar, Zayin Hei Reish, Zoy, not the vote, Zoy, is the Gematria Bori, Beis Reish Yud. Bori Veshama, what's the bim? A cloud? Bori is other. Bori and Shama, Bori means what? Certainty. Shama means uncertain. Zoyhar, that shining light of the Or Mufla of Rabbi Shimon. To the light of Vados of certainty. That's why, as we spoke about in earlier years, Rav Kook talks about this in Ein Ayah, Shabbos Ode, in the Sugya of Lach Oimer, which says, you know, that Daf Lamed Gimel. It's also known from the Sfarim Kedoshim, the 33rd time in Shas that they have a name from Rav Shimon is the story of Lach Oimer. So Rav Kook explains the Indian of Rabbi Shimon after he came out from the cave, but wasn't the second time. And the first thing that he did, and then Shimon went, and you remember what happened? There was in Tveria, he went to Tveria, was it in Martellus? Over there was a problem, because there was a suffering of Tum. And the Kahan couldn't go over there, because they were uncertain that there was death in a certain place, that there were dead bodies in that place. And the Kahan couldn't go over there, so it was a whole schlepp that was going around. So what did Rabbi Shimon do? He came out from Iran, he came out from the cave, and he marched to Tveria, and he clarified that suffering. The suffering of Tumas Mis. So the whole Indian of death, of deathliness, of Amalek is suffering. The suffering Tumah, that suffering Tumah that comes into the head of a Jew that maybe the Rishon doesn't love me, because of who I am and what I've done. That's Misa, that's the Eitz HaDaas, Rim Shimon, who's the Elon of the Chai, the Tree of Life, the Or Mufla. So Rim Shimon went to be the Taher Tveri. from the suffix of tumas mace, of that tumor of the snake. And that's why Rabbi Shimon himself was megalotos. That Baha'i, Safra, Yafim, Yelusa, that with this book, with the Zohar, we're going to go out of doors. We're going to greet Mashiach holding the Sefer HaZohar. You know, the Rebbe Baruch Meshmer said, the biggest day of the year was Lag BaOmer. And he had many times with his galis, with Rebbe Shimon, the Rebbe Baruch Meshmer said, on Lag BaOmer. And one time at a time he had such a, he was in a place of such a galus, he said the pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki atu avinu. And he put the Zohar Kodesh, he put the Zohar, he put it on his heart. Rabbi Baruch Meshmer said, he said, you, Rabbi Shim, you were the one who taught us that this Rabbi Shim. You're the one who helped us to recognize, Kavram lo yadam, Yisrael lo yikirenu. You, Rabbi Shim, you took people like us and those, and you gave us the light of the Zohar Kodesh of Pnimius HaTorah. And the High Safra Yachmin Yelusa with this Sefer, with this fire, with this certainty. It's not Machloikistin, it's the light of truth. That with this truth, every Jew can go out of Golus. That Golus of what? Of the snake, of the Nochash, of Amalek, of Sofek, of Rofi Yelakar. And with the Zohar Kodesh, with the Or Mufla of Rabbi Shimon, everyone was to come to that place of Achasti, the Loyar Benu. Even though I don't see it with my eyes, even though I don't know, I'm not here. I can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I know even after we were cut and I came to this world, even though I left the Yimoyimah and my mother, the Shechinah Kadoshah, I'm not away from her. I'm not away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know they use an expression, just a few minutes, I'm sorry. They use the expression "orf the derech." I always hated that lashon. "Orf the derech." The only time you've ever heard me use that lashon is when I'm making fun of it. You know why? There's the word "derech." The word "derech." Shein derech. It's a nice word, shenifah. It's nice, derech. You know what you see by the word derech? It's a few places in Tanakh you have the word derech. It's a shame, just like the other day, right? There it says, Tomen, or what? Or the derech, v'chayim. You know what derech is? Derech means like this. And derech means that I'm trying to follow a path. And somehow, if I'm a good boy, or a good girl, whatever, somehow, at the end of this derech, if I make it to the end zone, if I make it to go, if I get to the end, then over there's the rush. And he's giving me, if I'm good, if you pick up a little spot, everything is nice. And he puts me in a nice place. So, from there come all of the strikes that he hoped. Way of thinking, derech, means that the Baruch Shalom is not here with me this second. The Baruch Shalom is someplace at the end. There's a derech and I'm trying to get to him. There's a derech and I'm trying to get to him. This whole way of looking at life comes straight from our own. Because as long as you feel that you're in your mother's arms, there's no derech that leads you to your mother. The biggest lie is that there's a separation between us and Hashem Baruch Hu, and therefore I have to be on some derech that maybe one day if I'm good I'm going to reach it. But in the meantime I'm on this path, and if I'm doing nice, so my Rebbe and my parents or whatever give me a pat on the back and say keep on going, it's good. This is the right derech. All the tumah of a person's life comes from tamei and derech b'chayka. It's the same thing. Tumah and derech b'chayka is the same thing. Because a derech always means I'm not where I came from and I'm not where I'm going to, I'm in the middle someplace. That's Amalek. What's it say, Amalek? I should park up. But there, that's Amalek. Therefore, Choyk is Amalek. Wherever you are, if you think that God's not there with you, that means you're there for Choyk. You could be in the Kaisa. You're sitting in the Kaisa. He named Oymen Achim Kaslein. You're sitting by the Harabais. It's right over the wall. It's a Kaisha Kadosh. But because of things that you've done, you feel that you're what? But there for Choyk. As you know, even in Halakhi, you can be just 1 foot away from the Azora. And what it's called? There for Choyk. Because Derech Rechayk is not where you are, it's how you feel. It's how you feel. You could be on the other side of the world, but if you feel Echad with your wife, then you're not far away. If you feel Echad with your children, then you're with your child every second. If you're Echad, even when someone dies, someone has left the world, there's an Echad. There's that certainty that I'm here with my mother right now, not someplace else. This is the whole tikkun of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is what Pnimius HaTor is all about. Pnimius HaTor, Rabbi Shimon, the Orem of Lot, Nimud HaShem is called one Nekuda. That Nekuda is that wherever you fall, wherever you are in life, Shom Kuh. He is there. There isn't 1 second that you're detached from him. Just like your mother, even though the baby was cut away, there isn't 1 second that she's away from him. It's always Achas Tivolay Arbanu. And if one has that das, then he's able to overcome the suffering of Amalek, and he's able to be in that place of Ashoychein Itam, like our mother, the Shechina, says, Ashoychein Itam, the Sayyid to my son, no matter what tumor there is in your life. You're not in a derech. You're here right now with me. Chesach Shemayim, Shemayim. The highest place you're there. Let's see a show, I see to the lowest Gehenna. You're not going to be here with me also. There's no derech. Therefore, this Bible is talking about some chulibashi that sustains us in Galus, each person in Galus. Is the fire, the base Yaakov, the high base Yaakov, the Aish, the base Yosef, the fire of a Jew that's able to destroy Aser, is able to destroy Amalek, to burn away that feeling of status, to burn away that feeling of derech of my good business, to burn away that feeling of roughing Yudayim, to give always that clear feeling of what? Of some chuli b'hashisos that brings a fire of love in my heart. And to know that there's a fire that Hashem has in his heart, should help with your need. So now we understand that the Yimatri Shri Shimba Yochai is chaskis. Isn't it interesting that we don't have by any of the Talmud Amoraim that it's consistently that they're called by the Father, Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai and Shach Be'ashrach. And this one talking about the right? Bar Yochai. Who was Yochai? One time we spoke about it years ago. What's Bar Yochai? But you see that the end of Rabbi Shimon is that you never ever detached from your father. That Avinu Shel Shemayim, Ashrech in Yisrael, Lifnei Miyad, Mekarim, Mekar Eschem, Avichim Shel Shemayim. So he's called Bar Yochai, the son of Yochai. Meaning he could never be away from his father. He always felt my father was with me. And that's what we're going to say soon in the Beit. Bar Yochai Ashrei Eladetecha. That's his mother, the one who gave birth to you. We don't have such l'shoynes by anybody. Ashrei Eladetecha. And that's why we understand the unbelievable power. Why is it that thousands and hundreds of thousands of people try to get to Miram? They themselves don't understand. You ask these people, many of whom are called national ministers. Anybody who's ever been to Miram, you sit there on the outside, just as permanent target. The sky is addressed as other things. On on the outside. But the Gemara says in Makis that these are the days. The Gemara says that women would daven, mothers would daven, that the baby should be like Rabbi Shimon. You see, there actually says that they would daven Yirasim Shehei Rabbi Shimon, and the women, when the mothers were expecting, they would say that I want my baby to be like Rabbi Shimon. That was a common thing that Jewish mothers would daven. I want my child to be like Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, I want my child to be the kind of a tinok, the kind of a child, the kind of a Jew who will never ever go away from me and from the Rebbeinu. And that's why everybody wants to be in their own. Because everybody's so lonely. Everybody's so desperate to have that connection. Everybody feels when they come to their own, even though they don't know what brought them there, they feel that in this place the suffering is finished. There's no longer a suffering. Never be forgotten. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. Because if there's no separation, there's no forgetfulness. There's only remembrance. There's only connection. There's only a chazdiv v'lo yarpen. I want to share with you a story that I told you maybe 10 years ago. I'm sure most of you have met, all of you know. Lag BaOmer, 1923, Kafir Shpeh Gimel. That came out there on Shabbos that year, and it was a big argument. That stayed, the Lag BaOmer, they already stayed there on the Shabbos. They're davening Shabbos morning. Big argument was davening, and they suddenly heard from the chutzner outside in the courtyard. They heard screaming. There was a young Sfaradish mother whose husband was not able to come with her to Iran, and she brought her little boy, the 3-year-old. She brought from Mount Sharon. She brought to Iran with big mysterious nefesh in those days to get from where she came from to get to Iran. And the child had collapsed. And they were screaming, everybody was screaming, it was Shabbos, and they found the doctor over there. And the doctor came. And the doctor checked the child, the pulse, the heartbeat. And there were other doctors, they started to come over there. And the child had died. As soon as it happened, the British were all over the place. They were guarding and watching the Jews, and they shouldn't cause any trouble. And the British quarantined everybody who was there. They put a big thing around the whole mountain. And no one's allowed to go until they find out what happened if this child died. And then the Jews that started to run, they were afraid. It didn't happen. It was a sickness. Nobody knew what was going on. All of this we have from the Tzadik, the Moshe Zeilig, Margolius, the big Makubal, who was there and wrote down exactly what happened. He was there. There was a big tumult. Children started to run away. Their mothers and fathers were looking, calling out their names. Where are they? And the British were starting to hit people that they were trying to escape from the quarantine. It was a whole tumult. In the meantime, this tinok, this child, when the mother carried her up and some of her friends, and they went up to one of the rooms over there on top of the ceiling. And the mother was sitting there crying. It was Shabbos, and the child was covered with a talus, and the mother sitting there crying. Turns out this was her only child, and it had taken her many years to have this child. And there was a couple of the women that were there trying to be mechazek her. She couldn't be consoled. And all of a sudden, this woman began to scream at the father. Listen carefully. Tzadik, tzadik, Rabbi Shimon. But she went downstairs. She went downstairs, and she carried the baby downstairs, and she put the baby right next to the seat, on the floor, next to Rabbi Shimon. And she cries out, tzadik, tzadik, Rabbi Shimon. Hinni amos. Basi lekan lechvoichi. I came here because of your covenant. Listen, there is b'nei yichidi to give a haircut to my child, my only child. Hashem nosni Hashem from Hashem gave me. Kiyamti es nidvi Hashem adarti. I fulfilled my vow that I made. L'ahavi Isaac kan l'lad b'ayim to bring my child here and l'lad b'ayim. V'es molas yisloyes at his barus and yesterday l'lad b'ayim I gave him a haircut to shirim or b'zimra. There was big singing and everything. I'm a lasher, but now, how can I go home? How can I leave this place, the bush of a chlima, with shame and humiliation, bli hayelet, without the child? Heyday, karlo, v'chiyo, v'nishmon, v'mechani, achatzim. Her screaming and yelling was heard all the way, all over the whole chatzim, the whole mountain in Meron. They heard the screaming of this lady. The lame call of Shemaya and Mamas to Kibo, and everybody was there, their hearts were melting and they were crying. Sadiq, Sadiq, she cried out. Hidni Maychasa Livaneha Kamay Shahu. I put in the child before you. The Omamimcha. The only person who could ask for what she's asking is someone that never ever left the Rosh. You understand? Who had no status. The Omamimcha, I'm asking you. Al tivai shame, don't embarrass me. The sakzira ilafonai chai ubari, bring him back to me alive and healthy. Kemoisha evasive eskul of another, the way that I brought him, Rabbi Shimon, to you. And yiskade shem shemai mishim kolon. And God's name will be miskade shem yedikit Hashem. And your name, Rabbi Shimon, will be miskade shem in the world. V'yedu ki yesh Hashem. And the whole world will know that there's a God. And Sadiqim, Shaykh Tavarus, and Sadiqim in this world. What's the name of those on the parable of this? Boys, Hashem, Oswald, Kohan, and Faychen. At that moment, when she finished screaming, everybody laughed, including the mother. They left the Tzi and the Fremishim, and they went outside to the Chatzah. The Yeshivas have Tinoi, Klavada, and the Tzi and Ashbi. They left by himself the Tino. By the Tzi and Rebbe Shimon. After they closed the door, she said they closed the main gate. But you see, we go in there, the big doors, the blue doors. After they closed the doors, Shomu Matthias, Colonel Shalayel, they heard the child crying, Ima, Ima! It's 1923. Hakol, Amidon, Bosach, has lost every Shakti, tore open the doors. The mother was standing there, and he went straight into the mother's arms. Mom, give me a little drink, I'm thirsty. The doctors there were passing out, and it's an ace goalie. And everybody screamed out, and the bridge themselves, there was a commotion, they saw the child, and the quarantine was lifted, You know that mother was able to do such a thing. She was able to repel such a mace. There's no greater separation than death. There's nothing more final than death. Is the Esed Teldi Bonu, for that same woman who gave birth to the child, that same woman who felt the separation and never was separated, that same woman who cried out and said that Rabbi Shalom through the Tzaddik in this world you can recognize your name in the name of Tzaddikim, of the Tzaddik and Mishim Dimakim Chaim Mason, to bring the dead child back to life. That's our mission. That's what we're hoping now. The guy already said that it's already after, already dead many, many years ago. We're already in a state of recovering, of having rotted in our graves of ghosts. Over chol zayis shimcha lo yishachach. Ki lo yishachach mi pi zayim. Ach has tiv v'lo arkemu. Hashem elokeinu Hashem echa. Samchuni ba'ashishat. Ahava is echa. Twice I have it. Is the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means every single one of us and every single Jew in the world, by connecting to the Orem Muflo, the wondrous light, to the Tzina Kadisha, to the holy shining lamp, to the fire of Ar HaYikoyim, of the Eish of Rabbi Shimon, every one of us can come back to life. Every one of us can understand that we haven't died. Every one of us can understand that we're not the Derech B'chaykev. That we're every hour, every second, we're every third. He's here every second. Like the Bishop is making the Dugala, a song. Do, here, here, right, turn, east, west, do. You, only you. Everywhere it's only you. Everywhere it's only you. And with that, Be'ez Hashem, this generation that is waiting for Tzias HaMeisim, we're waiting for those who are biologically, physiologically dead to come back to life. That will happen soon. But we should be Sarach ourselves in the schus of Rebbe Shimon to come back to life and to bring our brothers and sisters who have given up hope, to bring them and ourselves, all of us, back to life. That we can be Zayich for that ischastus, for that day of Oz Yimolei Schoik Pim. When Rebbe Shimon died and said the Zohar, he turned on the side and he smiled. And what was the smile? In this world there's no smiling. In this world there's a world of doubt. And Rebbe Shimon smiled and he gave us that chizik that even in this world we can smile. Even in this world before Mashiach comes, you can feel a chiz amazing. And Shimon's book should help us to taste of the tree of life, to eat from the tree of life. And to see that you cut that thumb and all the waters of good now, the world will be destroyed. With all the seen and being known, she desired to be in their own, with all the tzaddikim, with the seer, we shall be fine with our eyes, with the flesh of our weakness, and having our own. Amen.